Now, less than 2 years after undergoing a four-year earthquake strengthening upgrade, the National War Memorial in Wellington has been closed indefinitely because engineers say it's an earthquake risk. The Ministry of Culture and Heritage says it's too soon to say just how soon the Carillion Tower and Hall of Memories would be in an earthquake. Brodie Stubbs is from the Ministry and with us now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
This seems somewhat unbelievable.
Well, there's two different things here. One is there's two buildings involved in the National War Memorial. There's the original Carillon Tower, built in 1932, and the Hall of Memories behind, which was added in 1964. Both of those were closed while Pukeahu National War Memorial Park was being built, and we did major earthquake strengthening to the Hall of Memories.
But not to the tower, which I guess to most people would be the most obvious thing that might be problematic in an earthquake. You now have a detailed seismic assessment report, so what percentage of the code does it meet?
The engineers estimate that it meets 15% of the code.
15%?
Yeah, that the weakest element within the tower is 15% of the code.
But yet you feel the park is safe to be open?
That's the advice from the engineers. So that there are a number of different elements. So the tower structure itself is not earthquake prone, but they've identified the bell frames within the tower as earthquake prone.
So worst case scenario in an earthquake, what would happen?
Yeah. So I think some people might imagine that there is a risk of the tower collapsing in an earthquake. And actually it's been specifically designed to rock with the forces of a quake. And that's not a risk. So we're comfortable that people are not... it's not a hazard for people outside the memorial, that the hazard is more inside the tower. And so on the basis of the draft report from the engineers, we decided the prudent thing to do was to close it until we could explore more what the implications of that report are and what we should do next with that information.
But as a result of this, it means that the area you have strengthened now means that people can't access. So how much is it going to cost to strengthen this that is required?
We don't have that information yet. So the first stage of...
Why not, though? You've got a detailed seismic assessment report. Have you not tried to find out how much it's going to cost to fix it?
No, so that identifies the strength of the various elements of the Carillon Tower. But the next stage is for the engineers to propose some concept plans for the strengthening. We can get all of that and the calculations peer reviewed, and then move into the detailed design and what that would cost.
But this would be what, hundreds of thousands, millions?
I wouldn't like to speculate on the cost until we don't even have a concept design.
You don't have a ballpark even?
No, not at this stage. In the meantime, we're looking at how we respond to that report and whether there is a way to manage access in a safe way that would allow us to reopen while we complete the strengthening work.
But, I mean, this seems ridiculous. Has this been bungled? Is anyone actually going to lose their job over this?
No, the tower is a complex structure. It's probably unique in New Zealand. And it's one of those situations, the more you delve into it, the more things you find out. So when the tower was closed, while the instrument was unplayable due to rusting of the frame itself, we had some further work done on earthquake strengthening. the engineers who were carrying out that work had an opportunity to look at the tower further and identified the bell frames as a potential risk. And so we commissioned them to then do a detailed report that would give us far more information that we would need for the next stage of doing full strengthening to bring it back up to the same standard as the Hall of Memories has been strengthened to.
Thank you very much. Brodie Stubbs.